coming out of my house this morning after I'd let the fly in and then out again. I bumped into my neighbour, Roger, who just told me they've come back from spending some time on the Shannon, where they were with some friends, Chris and Annette, on board Cúchulainn, who are listening into the programme today on the Shannon as we speak. And they were down in Mount Shannon. And where were they? Having a look at the new, I don't want to call it the interpretive centre, but the viewing point for the Sea Eagles. And last Friday was a very special day in Mount Shannon, County Clare, because Mount Shannon is a small village on the edge of Loch Derg, and a pair of white-tailed sea eagles are nesting on one of the islands on the loch. An extensive reintroduction programme for sea eagles began, you'll remember, back in 2007, and our reporter Terry Flanagan travelled to Norway along with Dr. Alan Mead to bring back the first 16 birds to Ireland. And on Friday last, Terry met up with Alan again at the official opening of a brand new viewing and interpretive centre, if you like, where members of the public can watch these magnificent creatures without disturbing them.
Yeah, Terry here. We're focusing in on the male at the moment. So if you look in the telescope just now, you can see the male perched.
Okay, let's have a look in here. Oh, yes, I can see him. Yes, he's right up. He's right up at the top there.
Yeah, and the female's just below him there on a Scots pine right in the middle of the island.
And where's the nest now in relation to the two of them?
Yeah, if you pan to your left, maybe about 50 metres, the nest is on about two-thirds away up a Scots pine tree on the left-hand side of the island.
Okay, I'm just moving over to the left here. Oh, yes, I can see it. Right, yes, you're right, on a pine tree.
That's right, and it's...
And I can just see there's one chick in it.
There's one chick. Chick's about 9 weeks old, so it looks a bit of a monster at the moment.
Yeah.
As big as its parents, so it's almost fully grown now, feathers fully developed, doing a lot of wing flapping, getting ready for its first flight.
Now, is this not unusual? Here you have the two adult birds, and both of them are away from the nest, whereas should one of them not be on the nest now?
Yeah, no, from about 6-7 weeks onwards, the adults spend quite a lot of time away from the nest. The chicks themselves are able to thermoregulate, you know, maintain their own body temperature after about 3 or 4 weeks.
Because it's not a really nice day today.
It's not a nice day, but actually after all the warm days we've had, it's pretty nice for the chick, nice and wet, because one of the biggest problems for chicks in nests, because they're confined to nests, is actually keeping cool. As the chicks get bigger, you'll see them panting a lot, and in fact the adults will come in to shade them from the sun, and we've had some, you know, up to 28 degrees here, so you know, he's probably enjoying the nice soft day in Clare now.
Right, compared to say the blue tits nest, if we watch the adults, they're in and out, in and out, in and out all the time feeding. These two adults don't seem to be bringing a lot of food.
Yeah, it's a bit, it's a total contrast. You know, they're at the total end, other end of the bird spectrum. You know, blue tits, very high breeding rates, but a very short lived. They're just packing all their effort into one or two breeding attempts. And with white-tailed eagles, you know, they could live for 20, 25 years. So they've got several attempts. So everything happens slowly. Two eggs usually. This year we've got a single chick. They do feed quite a bit, you know, this a number of times a day. But you're still talking about 3 or 4 times a day over the first few weeks. Now it's down to maybe one feeding a day. So the adults are really on a lot of siesta time a lot of the time. They're sitting around preening for hours, and so it doesn't seem to be a very stressful job being a white-tailed eagle parent, at least now the chick's well grown.
And what food will the adults bring in?
It's almost about 95% of on the island here in Loch Derg. It's about 95% fish.
Now, Alan, look, the male. He's just after taking off.
Yeah, just keep a close eye on him here. Like, he's going fishing. He's going to circle up,
right.
And when he spots a fish, he's going to come down pretty quickly in from behind the fish. So you know, here he goes.
Okay.
He's coming down.
He's right down into the water.
Down into the water, and you just hit the water. It happens in a flash. Obviously, too fast for the fish.
Right,
And they just grab the fish from behind. Usually,
now I can't see any real detail there because he's about 200 meters away.
Yeah,
but he's taken off back.
Yeah, he's heading back towards the nest now. So it's obviously feeding time for the chick. So hungry chick waiting for that food to arrive. And you can see the way he's carrying the fish, a bit like ospreys. They carry head first.
Yes.
So it's really
like a torpedo,
isn't
it?
Like a torpedo. Exactly.
Yeah, you would have thought they might have carried it the other way.
They do struggle with some big fish.
That's not a terribly big one.
Yeah, he's able to carry this no problem. But sometimes they actually fail to get out of the water because the fish are too big.
So they just drop the fish, is it?
They either drop the fish, or sometimes they'll actually use their wings and row on the surface.
Really?
They row with their wings to the shore. They don't like giving up when they got a good fish.
Now, I had the pleasure of travelling back with you from Norway back in 2007. I can't believe it's that long ago, with the original 16 birds. That was a fantastic time.
It was, yeah. It was, yeah, I suppose it was a groundbreaking moment for the project. Mm. Those first chicks, everything was new to us and new to the birds. Quite stressful, obviously, bringing those chicks back at a time because you know, it was a long flight, a long day before you get them settled in what was for them a totally new country, you know. So, but over the years, we learned, you know, birds, they're pretty robust birds, and you develop your techniques, I suppose, as time goes on. But now we're at the stage where they're breeding in the wild, those same birds we brought back on those trips, and it's just fantastic to see.
So how successful has the project been in the last 7 years?
Yeah, it has been. It's getting there. It's been successful in the fact that, you know, from 4 years ago when we had our first territorial pair, now we have 14 pairs in the wild across four counties, Kerry, Cork, here in Clare and up in Galway. So, you know, I wouldn't have predicted, actually, when we were bringing those first birds back in 2007, that so quickly birds would have, you know, dispersed up to and started breeding in Galway. Away so mm-hmm. soon, which but it's and here we have a pair in Lough Derg within, you know, a few years of release, which is absolutely fantastic, you know.
And I'm told these are the first pair here in 100 years.
This particular pair, they're really our star pair because they've been breeding here since 2012. They were the first to lay eggs in 2012, and they were first to produce chicks last year in 2013 and fledged those into the wild, the first chicks in roughly 110 years. So, you know, these birds have been really our star pair, and long may it last.
And tell us about today, because today's a big day here in Mount Shannon.
Yeah, today we're opening up a viewing and information point. Over the last few years, you know, we've been watching, trying to get round-the-clock observations of the birds, but also interact with the public, because 2 years ago we made the decision to go public with the site. It would have been difficult to keep it confidential, which is what we do for all the sites, but we decided, you know, to try and control, say, disturbance, which would have been an issue, because boats getting close to nests, people going on the island, the best way was just to go public and, you know, give people the information, try to manage it as best we can. But now, after 2 years of standing on piers and in freezing rain and the cold and obviously the heat too of last summer, we're now at the point where we have the, you know, Clare County Council have funded this nice facility on the pier in Mount Shannon, so everybody can come and watch eagles at their leisure.
So anybody who wants to can come down here to Mount Shannon, bring your binoculars, bring your telescope, and you can sit in the lap of luxury and watch the birds out there.
That's
the
right. And, you know, there'll be people here and information to be had about, you know, where the birds are, you know, what stage the breeding is at, anything you need to know about white-tailed sea eagles, but we're too scared to ask.
Well, lots of details on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. So if you're in the area, go along and have a look. It's a terrific idea. This is done in Aviemore in Scotland with the ospreys. Mind you, if you're in Florida, going down the Florida Keys, ospreys are two a penny. But and it's been very, very successful, and it's a huge business for the local economy in Aviemore in Scotland. And the same in Gingram Farm with the red kites. When the farmer's feeding them, people pay a few quid and they go in, but it draws tourists from all over Europe to go and have a look at these red kites. But at any rate, I hope it works out, and I hope people respect the eagles and they thrive in that part of the world. So it's a terrific idea.